I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, that's shocking that that's like a workout song.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Definitely.
Oh, I think that's too slow for me to run.
Notorious Thugs. What do you need?
I don't know. I need something
like Metallica or something?
Not Metallica.
What? Taylor Swift songs are fast enough to run.
No, I don't. I don't.
Courtney's running to like Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Yeah,
you listen to Bruno Mars.
She wants all fast songs. What are you running to? House music and EDM.
Yeah, kind of.
Really? Okay.
She wants like Timber.
I hadn't found that song.
That's a classic right there.
Oh, I love that song. It is amazing how music has the ability to take you back to a place. Like when I was a sophomore in college, there was a treadmill in the basement of the dorm. And I would run and listen. Last time I heard that song, mm-hmm. and it was like I was right there. I could like smell it. I could feel it. It's so wild how it does that.
Also, like the people in the Twitch, I love you, but if you don't know that song, did that song come? I know who Biggie is, but when did that song come out?
Let's see. That was on the Life After Death album.
I think it was 07.
So, no, that was before 07.
07 is the remastered Greatest Hits album.
Yeah. Right. So this was probably 90, let's see, Ready to Die came out,
Life
what,
After
92,
Death was 97.
90, yep.
So I was 6. Like,
right, but the song has been, you know.
Right.
You knew House of Pain, right? Then, you know, Jump Around when we played that?
Yeah.
And that came out in like 89 or whatever the hell that was. You weren't even born yet.
No, I know. Right. This one I must have missed. But if you're watching on Twitch right now, it's brought to you by our friends at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see those guys over at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. The Patriots off to Minnesota today. They're going to have joint practices with the Vikings tomorrow and on Thursday. Ramondre Stevenson is probably the weirdest thing going on with the Patriots right now. He hasn't been at practice since the preseason game on Friday. They're not giving a reason as to why. Trevion Henderson has been getting the reps in his absence with Gibson as his backup.
He didn't get banged up in the game, right?
I didn't see anything. They're not saying injury. They're literally just saying like he's out.
It could be a personal thing, you know, sometimes like some
but
of
if
those...
it's personal, they'll say personal. Like, I feel like there is a way to make this not in any way appear to be a issue with the organization.
But this is very similar to Vrabel's response about Steph Diggs yesterday to us.
Which I found to be interesting. I still find that to be interesting. Like, it's a weird, you don't, that to me.
But Wiggy didn't find it interesting.
Brought more questions than, like, saying coach's decision. Well, every decision's a coach's decision.
Right. This one's weirder than Steph Diggs.
I agree.
You know? Like, if you were going to say, at least to Steph Diggs, when he says coach's decision, because you asked Courtney, the way you phrased your question was good because about Steph Diggs coming back from the injury, and we all know that he's coming off an injury, and you phrased it that way, and so it almost was like, well, it was coach's decision not to play him because we're taking our time with him when it comes to live contact, meaning like he could actually get tackled. This one here is, if, you know, no one's reporting like, oh, Ramondre left the game early because he was banged up or something along those lines. And, you know, when you think of like, all right, that's something, you know, it's personal, could be anything. You know what I mean? That maybe he had to go see a family member, whatever the personal situation is. But when Curtis is saying, you're saying that, well, they would let us know that.
Right. Like, it's for there are people that are missing that people will say, yep, he's got something he's dealing with. He'll be back. We'll
Dude, that's why I said my conspiracy theory is, do you think maybe he or they?
He wants out.
He wants out, or they're like, oh, okay, we have three really good running backs because of the performance of Travion Henderson. Maybe we like Gibbs and Henderson better, and let's see if we can shop Ramondre around. Let's not put him in practice where he has the potential to get hurt.
But do you agree with Shine that he thinks that Ramondre is better than Gibson? So if you're Ramondre, you're like, okay, yeah, this is, I mean, Travion is somebody that I'm going to have to compete with maybe for that number one spot, but I still think I'm better than Gibson. Or you think that he just doesn't want anybody to be threatening him, so he wants out?
I don't think the difference of, like, if you want to say Ramondre's better than Gibson, okay, I'm not going to argue with you on that, but I don't think it's that much of a difference. Right?
I feel like, exactly. I feel like if you, yes, at their best, Ramondre's better than Gibson, but if Ramondre isn't buying in or there's some issue,
right,
the difference isn't big enough to tolerate something that could potentially make things more difficult, I would just say, let's trade Ramondre and keep Gibson. Well, that's all speculative. I have no idea if that's what's going on.
None of us have any idea what's going on, but when we listen to Vrabel talk about ball security, I mean, that's a big thing for him. So if Ramondre he looks at Ramondre's past, knows that that's an issue that he's had. He looks at Gibson. And
he
thinks,
did fumble in that team-on-team scrimmage that Friday night, correct?
Yeah. But, like, so if does he look at Gibson and think that he is better qualified when it comes to ball security, and he's
probably
maybe leaning that way?
I mean, if one guy fumbles a lot and the other one doesn't, it's just natural for the coach to say, okay, you know, he might be a little bit better, but this other kid is, you know, is still good, but he has a lot better ball security. So that's the way, you know, if I was a coach, that's the way I would look at it. If the difference is not that great, where it's like, all right, Ramondre is so much better than Gibson, even though he does fumble, the difference of having him in versus Gibson is night and day. But when it's that close, I would say, hey, put the guy in that might not be as good, but still good enough, that doesn't fumble the football.
And Vrabel and Kevin O'Connell, I was just looking it up, they had 1 year together in New England. O'Connell was drafted in 08. Vrabel was traded at the end of the 08 season with Castle to Kansas City. So maybe O'Connell and Vrabel are working on something. Maybe there's a deal. I have no idea what's going on.
Only reason why I said that, Curtis, was because they all looked good in the first preseason game. And so if you have three really good backs, it's a crowded room to have three.
And you have other needs on this roster.
Right.
You know. So it is terrifying after Wiggy and Shine were talking about the offensive line and the amount of rookies on it. So three of the five.
Yeah.
If 60% of your offensive line is a rookie.
If Moses doesn't start at right tackle,
right,
your left side
is all rookie.
And it'll be your left guard and your left tackle, your blind side of technically a quarterback who is still looked and viewed as like, all right, this is going to be his real first year.
Right.
And your left side is going to be two rookies.
And one guy that has tiny arms.
Right. And one guy that didn't come in as like, it's not like he's came in like Joel. Like, all right, this guy's going to be an unbelievable left tackle. People are like, is he even a left tackle? Should they move him to guard? Whatever the case may be, that is what you could be looking at. Week one, you got Max Crosby. Right? Week two, you're in Buffalo. And then week three, you got Pittsburgh, TJ Watt.
Week two, you're in Miami.
Yeah, sorry, in Miami. And then week three, you got Pittsburgh. So you got TJ Watt coming to town. So you're like the first 3 weeks of the season, you're going to see two of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And if I'm the defensive coordinator, we are taking advantage of that left side of the line.
All right, well, let us know your thoughts on what's going on with the Patriots as they head to Minnesota. What's going on with Steph Diggs? What's going on with Ramondre Stevenson? How you're feeling? What's your temperature when it comes to the Pats so far this preseason? Call or text us at 617-779-7937. But let's get to what's trending, Shime.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first in Houston, 7-6, the final in Alex Bregman's first return to his old team. Bregman had a homer in the loss, as did Roman Anthony and Abraham Toro. It was Garrett Crochet's worst start since putting on a Sox uniform. He went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. They've got another one in Houston tonight, 8-10 first pitch. Dustin May getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 7:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. As I said, the Patriots had their last preseason practice at Gillette before taking off to Minnesota today. Ramondre Stevenson hasn't practiced since the preseason game on Friday for undisclosed reasons, so Travion Henderson getting the top running back reps with Antonio Gibson backing him up. The Pats are set for joint practices with the Vikings both tomorrow and on Thursday. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. It's the final week to enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. This is your last chance to win a Boston sports experience and a $500 Shaw's gift card. Spend $50, get your code, and enter. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They said it. Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney in for Greg while he's on Nantucket. We've got Wiggy, we've got Curtis, we've got Shime and Jackson. Shime, for one more day, you're not going to Myrtle Beach anymore. Are you just hanging around the area?
Yeah, I'm going to be popping up to Maine for a couple days, you know, doing some stuff around.
Are you a big ocean swimmer guy?
I love the ocean.
Okay, same. I do too. Some people are more pool. I notice more men than women are pool guys over mm-hmm. ocean.
When you say ocean swimmer,
yeah,
what do you mean? You go out deep into the ocean and then swim?
I mean,
just swimming in
I
the
would.
Ocean.
Just swimming, yeah. I would jump off a boat.
Right, right. But if you were, because you, let's say you're not on a boat, right? There are people who go walk in the ocean waist deep, you know, chest deep or whatever, and they kind of play around. But then there are people who walk out and go further out and then swim in the ocean, not from a boat. but from like, you know, off the shoreline.
I'm not going like 10 feet, but I'm going, you know.
Not Iron Man.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
I'm not like, doing laps.
Yeah.
But
like there's people that do that in Castle Island, and I'm like, that. No, thank you.
Yeah, they have all the buoys out there right now.
Very odd.
Right. So you're an ocean swimmer, meaning like if you're on a boat and it.
No, if I'm on the beach, I'll go out to like chest deep and then I'll swim around.
Yeah, but that's not really swimming.
Right. Do you think Bill goes chest deep?
I'm going underwater and I'm kicking my legs. That's swimming.
No, but when you said you were an ocean swimmer, I thought like, all right, you're going to the beach. We all go out to the beach chest deep.
Well, you don't.
No, I go chest deep.
You said that you go balls deep.
No, I'll go like chest deep, I won't go out. There are people who will go out further than the chest and just swim around. And the like off the shore, that's what I thought you said. When you said you were an ocean swimmer, that's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, I think what Courtney was alluding to is that there are people that are pool people first, and there are people that are beach people first. And she said that there are more women that are pool people.
No, more women, I think, are beach.
Oh, no way.
Yes, yes.
What are you talking about?
I feel like so many men are like, oh, I don't like sand.
Men are more picky about where they swim more than women? You are out of your tree.
Yep, I do. I do.
I don't think that there's a lot of people that want to.
So women by themselves want to go to the beach, set up the umbrella, sit in the sand, and hang out all day.
Yeah, that's what I like.
I do not believe that.
Choose ocean over pool any day.
Right, but that's like I think most.
I welcome all bodies of water.
But I think
I don't discriminate.
But I think most people would choose an ocean, sitting on the beach, sitting on the sand versus sitting poolside.
Oh, see, like Santo, not a beach guy. Would rather be sitting at the pool.
So if you in the Caribbean, he'd rather sit at the pool than on. Oh, wow.
When we were in Miami, it was like a battle every day. Are we going to the pool or are we going to the beach? I'm like, we're going to the beach.
Yeah, I would think
we're in Miami.
I would think most people would want to like just because it's not really about the water. It's about the comfort of chilling at the beach versus the
comfort. He thinks it's more comfortable at the pool. He's like, we've got a bar right there.
I get that point.
Yeah, but if you're just laying out, you're going to the beach. Like, if you're going swimming, I don't really care which one. Some prefer non-salt water. I get it. That's fine. But if you're going to lay out, you're just going to go lay out at the beach. There's no reason to lay out at the pool.
But I think if you're going swimming, most people would probably say, I'd like to go swimming. I'd like to go to the Caribbean and swim in that water versus, you know, swimming in.
So I think we're all dancing around it. When you go to the Caribbean or you go anywhere like Miami,
right?
You set up at the pool. You have your food, your drink, the restroom, you go in the pool, in and out of the pool, whatever.
Right.
And then when you want to go in the ocean, you head down to the ocean, you go in the ocean, swim around, and then you go back free of sand, lie down on the lounge chair, you get someone to bring you a lovely...
Yeah, the sand don't bother me, but I prefer, if you're saying both are equal, I'm at a beach where somebody can bring me drinks and food, or I could sit poolside and get the same type of service. I would much rather be chilling on the beach.
Yeah, you and I are simpatico on that.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like, Wiggy, you would be so mad if a little bit of sand went into your fries.
I got no problem with that at all. Like, I'm not in my fries, but I got no problem with getting sand because you get on the little shower and you rinse off.
Oh, that's true. Twitch chat, Wiggy does need the water shoes.
Yes, he does. He has a good water shoe.
That
was shocking.
Shocking.
I definitely, because I don't like stepping on the rocks and all that other stuff.
But the Caribbean doesn't have rocks.
Sometimes they do.
No, it doesn't.
Rob wants to settle this debate. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, I told my wife once, if she wants me to the beach, and we live in a beach town up here on the North Shore, I said, just get them to create a concrete boat ramp the entire width of the beach right down to the water line, and I'll hang out. The sand sucks. The lugging the craft sucks. Just put me at a pool. It's nice and easy. In and out. No sand. No garbage. I think most guys would prefer a pool over a beach because there's less hassle.
Thank you. That's exactly what I said about.
Yeah, but that I get, though. But if we're saying
maybe you need to pack lighter, then like what are you doing?
I don't. I basically bring nothing to the beach. I bring my own chair.
Like, but then Santo carries everything.
No. Like, I mean, Santo and I don't have kids, so when
but
we
you
go
gotta
to the
bring
beach,
food and drink. If you're gonna be sitting on the beach all day,
I'll usually bring a sandwich and like I'll bring
one
my
sandwich.
Stanley. Yeah. What do you need at the beach?
Well, first lunch, second lunch.
Yeah, I mean, how long?
First dinner.
You said you're at the beach for 5-6 hours.
Yeah, I'll bring a sandwich and maybe some chips on the side.
Wow.
crisps.
That's it, huh?
And it all fits in one cooler. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and I bring my, I'm holding my own chair. I bring a bag with my sunblock and my towel and my book, and I go and sit down.
Yeah. To me, I love being able to, if you have a pool where you can see the ocean, win-win. You get to look at the beautiful
sight. Well, I
think
the pool, I think what the caller said, the pool is more of, he's saying, I can order drinks, like Shime said, I can order drinks, I can order food. But I'm saying if the beach allows that access too, and I had to pick between both that had the same access, give me the beach all day.
Yeah, Miami had access at both. He wanted the pool.
Like they would bring you your food and your drink.
Yeah. And now with kids, like James likes the beach now, so that's great. I'll do it every day. It's fun. We play the paddle ball.
Yeah, kids all day beach.
You know, pool's a dud for kids.
Here's Dan from Nashua. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you guys are leaving out the best place to swim that there is. It's not a pool or the ocean. It's a lake. You guys ever swim in a lake?
No, thank you.
The water's warm, depending. Good, Courtney, I'm sorry.
The ocean's so much more refreshing. The salt water, I don't know, there's something about it where you don't get in a lake.
No, thank you. I'm a beach guy.
I can see that, but, you know, the great thing about a lake is you can get some shade if you want. There's usually trees around. Up here, you got views of the mountains from a lot of the lakes, but just another option.
Yeah, thank you, Dan.
Good job. No, and he's right. It's beautiful. It's beautiful up there.
The only water I'm swimming in, jumping off a boat into, is Caribbean beach water. I'm not jumping off a boat in no lake water.
We need to do it next year. We talk about it every year. We need to do a P-Town. We need to do P-Town the night before the road show at the Beachcomber or whatever. There's a place you can rent these boats. You go around and you jump off the boat.
But is it crystal clear?
It's gorgeous blue water.
If it's crystal clear blue water, even if it's a little chillier than the Caribbean, I'll jump in. But
it's
if the
gorgeous.
Water is like green, like the ocean, I'm not jumping in, or like a lake and I can't see, I'm not jumping in it.
All right. Shime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Forgot I had to read for this one. They said it is presented by Catches Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catches nominate a hardworking hero. Whether they build, drive, or care for our city, go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catches Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com today to nominate your hero. And Shime, you're one of my heroes, so where are we going to start?
Oh, thank you, Courtney. We're going to start with the Boston Red Sox. Garrett Crochet had arguably his worst outing with the Boston Red Sox in a Red Sox uniform, and he talked about that after the game.
You know, obviously my worst one since I've worn the Red Sox uniform, so it's tough. Not like there's a good time for it ever, but it's tough to come right now for sure. You know, we've got a lot of goals as a team right now, and I'd like to just contribute in any way possible and just continue to keep stacking wins. And, you know, whether it be gaining in the division or in the, you know, just standings as a whole. Like I said, though, it's a tough line, but overall execution wasn't bad. Just going to kind of chop it up to, you know, their approach is better than mine tonight and move on.
Do you think if you're Garrett Crochet, you look at this team and you feel like the pressure is so much on you?
No, I think both of these teams are so terrified of the other stealing signs that they try to change up their normal routine, and it sometimes gets in the way.
Hmm.
Like there's been a bunch of stories recently. You obviously saw the last time the Astros were at Fenway Park, the third base coach was being screamed at because they intentionally balked the guy on second to third because they thought he was sharing that he was throwing a splitter or his grip in the glove. So I think it's sort of like they psych each other out. I don't think it's the pressure. Mm-hmm. I just think that there is such malfeasance expected from each side with Cora playing his old team. You know, you got the trash can bangers on the Astros.
But it's so dumb, though, nowadays. Like, when I hear people talk about stealing signs, it's the dumbest thing argument ever. The Red Sox, or just like any other team, it is impossible to steal signs unless the team's doing something that you could see. Like in the game against the Astros where they had the issue, the guy was showing his grip in the glove. That's like part of the game. That's not like cheating. That's not stealing signs to like using some electronic device that happened back in the day. Because the catcher covers up the little electronic device, and the pitcher has it in his hat. So it is impossible to actually cheat in that element. So if you're a team that's giving up how you're gripping the baseball, which is the only way you can really see it, that's on you as a pitcher to do a better job of covering it up. Like, that's probably been going on since the beginning times of days in baseball. Like, this madness of the Red Sox are doing more. Please, the idiots who think that the Red Sox are doing more, please explain to me how the hell they're doing it when it's all done through the technology of the little thing that the guy, that the catcher has on his shin guard, which goes to the pitcher's device in his head.
But I would say this, there was something, and it wasn't illegal, but there was a big hullabaloo on social media with the Padres. I think it was on Saturday night, mm-hmm. where there was a shot of a manager or a pitching coach in the Red Sox being showed some sign. Did you see this thing over the weekend? Yeah, it was a...
What were they, stealing signs?
It was a way, it was a mechanism to see it. It wasn't illegal. It's just people are all, they all still think of the Red Sox as being right. like the Belichick
Patriots. But it's impossible with the new technology. The catcher covers up. Hey, watch any game. The catcher covers up. The then hits whatever he's got on his shin pad, and then it goes right to the pitcher's hat, which he probably has 1, 2, 3, whatever, how many pitches he got, knows what they are. Like, it is impossible. Like, so if they're doing something,
Terp, I just retweeted it.
If they're doing something where they can, like, maybe see something that they're doing in the dugout, or a pitch is holding, or the way the pitch is standing on the rubber, like, that's all legal. That's just part of the game.
Right, and it was legal. So John Boy, who's like the social media baseball guru, so they caught cameras with Cora showing an angle of the Red Sox.
Terp has it on Twitch for you.
Yeah, so this is what was the big thing over the weekend. I just think it's not anything they're going to get punished for. It's not illegal. It's just that fans, the Red Sox, have a reputation that precedes them.
So he's just, so it's a video. It looks like an iPad, and he can see
right.
the pitcher.
And it looks different, and it's clearly labeled, like, you can see his
fastball change.
Yep,
so, like,
exactly.
When the guy's at second, it's a right. clear sign that they're relaying that to home. When you're on second and you see the way he's holding it, you're going to do
right.
something for fastball. I would go like this if it was a fastball.
But if you're a pitcher, you need to do a better yep. job of disguising your pitches. Then.
Right. I would do crunches for right. a curve.
Or disguising the way you're standing on the rubber or those type of things, because
right.
that's what they're trying to pick up on those keys.
Right. All right, John, what's next?
Let's head over to the New England Patriots. Josh McDaniels met with the media yesterday and talked about Drake May and his ability to run with the football and determining when it is a good time to be running with the football. Here was Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we don't have that. We haven't talked about that. But I think, you know, he had 400 and some yards rushing last year on no designed runs. You know, so I think the reality is, you know, those loose plays are hard to predict when they're going to come up. You know, like the other night, we didn't call a pass play for him to scramble for a first down, but he did, and it was a good play. So I think he just has to understand when there's nothing there and he has an opening, you know, what to do with the ball. I think he's really improving in that area, and understanding his value to the team is when he's healthy. And so I think that's what we're all talking about. So players that have the ability to do both, they have to be smart about it, because when Coach Vrabel always says, you know, we're going to protect the team, you know what I mean? And whether that you play running back and you protect the ball, or you make a great decision off the field, or you're the quarterback and you scramble and you decide to slide, you know, all of those things are protecting the team. And so I think Drake is definitively looking to try to do that, you know, every time he has the ball in his hands.
All right, I like it. Keep beating in his head. Hey, we'll design some runs up for you.
Yeah.
We'll you know, but if you get an opportunity where you drop back the pass and something breaks down and you get outside the pocket and you start to run, be smart. Know when you get what you get. Get down.
It's also like, okay, protecting the team is one thing, making sure ball security, but at the same time, protect yourself too. Like, we can't have him going out in the first – we can't have him going out at all this season.
No.
Like, if Drake May goes out, we're done.
No, but, I mean, you look at the top five rushing quarterbacks of last season, all five of them were in the playoffs. Like, it's a thing that quarterbacks do. It is the way of the current NFL. Like, it is the best way to allow yourself an opportunity for a positive play when things tend to break down or the coverage is really good. Like, but it's just important that you're smart with how you do it. You got to slide. You don't need the extra 3 yards. Just take what you can get and then take the slide. And it's a positive play. If you're getting yards, it's a positive play. You take that.
Yeah, but you're bringing up quarterbacks that made it to the postseason last year that are rushing quarterbacks. Like, Drake May had a concussion last season.
Like, yeah, I mean, he missed half a game, though. Right. Like, it's not like he missed multiple weeks or anything like that.
He didn't say he was Batman.
Right. But the concussion thing is like, you know, I mean, that's...
I know it comes with the territory, but at the same time, you have to protect yourself. That's all I'm saying. You need to be smart.
You also can't protect yourself from guys who lunge at you late. Like, there's just nothing you can do about that. Yeah, that's but it's gonna happen. It's football.
He was reckless last year running the ball.
Sure, I don't disagree. At times, he definitely was. But again, like, I think it's very much a part of his game, and it's an important part of the NFL game as a whole. So, like, I think you need to take advantage of it.
Give yourself up early.
This is not the time to worry about rushing. He should be doing everything he can to figure out how to get in the pocket, how the offensive line can protect him, and work with those guys, because it is a cheat code that precludes the development of quarterbacks that are able to do it, because they are not forced to figure out the pocket, and so it's often the last thing that they are able to do.
But you should, as an offensive coordinator, say, we have this weapon with his ability to run. Let's design some run place for
him. Guys like Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen were all quarterbacks that were able to run, and they also learned how to play in the pocket. Like, it's, you can do both. It's, you don't have to like not run in order to learn in the pocket. You can do both.
Yeah, you just need a good coach that can help you develop with that.
And do you think Josh McDaniels is that guy?
He should be. Yeah. I mean, you look at Josh Allen, his success really kind of turned the corner once he got Brian Daboll, right? You look at Jaden Daniels. I think Cliff Kingsbury is a really good offensive coordinator and can help with his success and development. It's really about Andy Reid with Patrick Mahomes. It's really about having that offensive coordinator that can help that guy develop and put them in the best possible position. And I think Josh McDaniels, like even Josh McDaniels said it, it's an asset, it's a weapon, and he had 421 yards on plays that weren't even designed runs.
What would be more surprising? The Chiefs don't make it to the AFC Championship game or the Patriots win a playoff game?
The Patriots win a playoff game.
Wow. That's a good question, Curtis. Wow. Because I think the Patriots can win a playoff game.
Me too.
And I think it might be a little bit hard for the Chiefs to get to an AFC Championship.
Super Bowl losers almost always suck the next year. Not suck. Don't get back the next year. I know the Chiefs have. They've been
in the AFC Championship game, what, six straight years? Five straight years? Something like that?
I would say, because of that, Sean, I would say Patriots win a playoff game. Because it's going to be really hard for them to do again, you know, to get back to the AFC Championship game. That's a good one. But I would go with Patriots.
But you'd be more surprised if the Patriots win?
No. I'd be more surprised if the Chiefs got into the AFC Championship game. I think the Patriots can win and will win a playoff game.
Where do you want to go next time?
Well, we can stick in football. Let's go to Tom Brady, who was part of Curtis's lead this morning. He was talking to Joel Klatt on his podcast, and he talked about Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick being the new head coach at the University of North Carolina. Here was Tom Brady on Bill Belichick.
Your old coach is now in college football.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick at North Carolina. Yeah. You would be the first one I would come to and say, like, what are those players in for?
I'm very interested, too, as well. what they're going to get is obviously the most prepared, the most hardworking coach that I'd ever been around. If you go to that school, you will be prepared to play at the next level. He's going to teach you the right fundamentals, the right techniques. He's going to have a high expectation for you, and you're going to develop a lot. That's what I know.
I mean, that's all I need to hear if I am a parent of a student that's looking for the next step in college, whether it's coming out of high school and you have a star of a kid or a transfer. Like, if you hear Tom Brady saying, this guy is going to have you prepared for the NFL, he is going to expect a lot out of you, that's who I want my kid to play for. I don't want my kid to play for somebody who's, you know, just a make-everybody-feel-good type.
Yeah, and I think that's why, because the money pot will come if you're a good player in college, but, you know, 99.9% of those kids in college are thinking, like, how can I get to the NFL? And if you have a guy like Bill Belichick that has a connection to the NFL and, you know, as you know, like Brady said, is going to have you prepared, then I think NFL teams will look at this. Like when we have Billy Owen, he talks about, you know, how important it is to have guys on his staff that have connections to the NFL. So when they sit down with these young kids, they can kind of sell them on that as well.
God, I hope BC is good this year. Like, Bill O'Brien. I think he did a great job recruiting this past offseason, but I hope that they are good this year because...
It's all about the quarterback.
They are at the bottom of the barrel preseason. Yeah. ACC has them like 3.5 wins over.
Have they figured out who they're going to, like,
no.
The whispers of who the quarterback is?
Nope.
Because that's what it is. And, like, you know, whether it's college football, Curtis, you brought this up yesterday. It's the same way in college football. It's all about your quarterback.
Yep.
Is your quarterback A... You know, doesn't always have to be the elite talent, but is he making good decisions? Does he take care of the football? Is he making plays when they're there? And so even at the college level, who's the quarterback?
All right, Trent, that's it?
That'll do it today for They Said It, Courtney.
All right, awesome. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have your news.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I don't know what's going on in the South End right now. We just did a story, what was it, a week ago, of a woman who said that there was like a squatter in her townhome, yep, while her family was on vacation, using, mm-hmm, her bathtub, sleeping in her bed, eating her food. Well, now a man in the South End says that he believes a guy stole a key to his place that that was supposed to be out there for contractors 3 weeks ago. The man called 911 after he noticed belongings that didn't belong to his family, that include two young children, were right outside of the door. After he called 911, he watched a stranger walk out of his house, pick up the bags, and leave. It seems as though this guy with the key that they stole was clearly watching this person, saw the key go into the lockbox, saw the code, went, took the key, was using the apartment at night with these two young children sleeping just feet away from them over the last 3 weeks. So police were called, obviously. Police were able to track down this person who had broken into a car and was sleeping in that car nearby. And that person is now being put away, thank God. I know you sent a story in the South End yesterday as well, where there was a guy that followed a dad and his young son home.
Toddler, two-year-old, and he's like putting his finger in his back. And
fiends,
like,
are wild, man. Be careful. The fiends is out there.
I also love how, like, we Mayor Wu says Boston's the safest big city in America. Like, I don't know. It doesn't feel that way. I walk around Boston. The South End is one of the most expensive parts of real estate in America.
Yep.
And the way in which that Mass and Cass and the issues that have persisted with that and homelessness, it's pervasive, these issues, when you walk down these brownstones that are probably $2 million a pop.
I was driving through Mass and Cass on our way back, actually, after our Jimmy Fund Dana-Farber walkthrough to get back to Selfie. My directions took me through Mass and Cass. And there's so much traffic in that area with so many lights. So you're sitting in that area for quite a bit to look just to my right.
Zombie land.
But to see people actually shooting up on the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Yep.
And to think that there are people that are visiting the city and don't know the area and can stumble into that area.
But they really ain't stumbling. They'd have to really stumble into Mass and Cass.
I stumbled into Mass and Cass once, and I live here.
Driving.
No, I wasn't.
Oh,
I was
walking.
My car got towed. This was last fall. My car got towed, and there's a tow lot right over there, but it was a nice day. Mm. It was like 80 degrees. I was like, I'm just going to walk because I was in the South End already. Didn't realize that it was going to take me through there. But it's just so sad. Every time that I drive through, I'm like, I don't know what the answer is. I know that, you know, we talk about it quite a bit, but
It's wild out there. Especially Zombieville right over there, like right where you were at, right in front of BMC. Yeah. they are zooted out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman had to jump into the arms of police officers to escape a fire at her home on Lake Pearl in Wrentham yesterday afternoon. This is a crazy story. So police were just in the area, and they were the first to respond because they were so close by. So they got there before the firefighters, and they realized that there was a woman yelling from the second story, and her best hope was to jump from the second story into the arms of the police officers below. They were able to convince her to do so, and they were able to save her life. She is okay. They are still investigating what led to this fire. Here's Wrentham Police Sergeant John Colaflores on BZ.
She wouldn't have been able to get out. The flames were too strong. The smoke was too heavy. It was her only play to jump. We're just glad that we got here in time because we were all down the street. We got here as fast as we could, and it was the best outcome, so we're very happy.
Wow.
Really scary.
Didn't a woman just jump out of a window in Revere, too, in a house fire?
Really?
I thought I saw that, right? It was a Revere woman.
Was she okay?
I mean, I think so.
I think she was,
Well, did we find out anything that happened on First and Summer and Selfie over the weekend?
No, big fire. I was leaving for the show with Ken, so it was like 8:15 Saturday morning. And
do you guys bring donuts for one another, like breakfast? Does one of you pick up coffee?
Quiche.
Okay.
I was heading down. I went to Walgreens, and so I'm pulling out on Second. They had closed. I had like pulled out, but they had closed Broadway between. I mean, they closed L Street and Summer between Broadway and First.
Yep.
And I got out because there just wasn't anybody blocking the Second Street exit onto Summer or L Street at that point. And there was seven at least fire trucks with the ladder up to the roof of one of the luxury buildings that's right across from the Edison project that they're doing. But it was all clean when I got home. I don't know if anybody knows what happened, but there was like crazy fire truck action on First Street on Saturday morning.
We were down the lake, up the lake. So then all of a sudden we get a text, the group message from Curtis. Does anybody know about the fire on First and Summer? And I'm like, First and Summer? That's kind of close to where we live. I was like, great. We always like to warn our affiliates, all the places that we visit during roadshow season. So if they're in the news and there's some type of warning out there for them, we want them to know about it. So a state agency in Maine is warning residents about an invasive species that can make your pet very, very sick. So the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife posted last week about a hammerhead worm. Terp has a photo. There it is for those watching on Twitch or YouTube. Scary looking little creature that's been sighted a few different times in Maine. If it comes in contact with your dog, with your cat, with your pet, it can make your pet very, very sick. Right. Here's biologist Lauren McPherson on WLBZ.
We all know that invasive species are really very responsible for being detrimental to the native habitat, native wildlife. If you cut them in half, they'll just make two of them. And so they're a pretty unique little organism.
Ew.
Disgusting.
We've got more news to get to, including Dumbest of the Day, which takes place in Disney World. So we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.